Welcome to Mission Possible You. This uplifting podcast delivers inspiration directly sprinkled into your ears. Fresh, crisp, new insights downloaded into your mind, leaving your body feeling replenished and energized. Lynn McDonald, the Mind Lady, is your host for Mission Possible You. She is obsessed about helping people from the inside out live and breathe the life they so desire and deserve better than imagined. Now, your guide for this journey of introspection, Lynn McDonald. Hi there, everyone. I have Dr. Mark Howard here with me here today at Mission Possible You. So listen up. It's your lucky day today. Mark will be sharing his wisdom with us, and I am blessed and grateful that he's here today. I had the honor of working with Mark, mentoring for about 3 months, and literally about gaining more understanding of the three principles. And he is dedicated into sharing the three principles. Really, his whole life has been dedicated to helping people understand the principles and change and have hope. The principles, as we were talking off camera here, definitely provide hope. Today will be all about hope. Thank you so much for, doing this interview today.
Well, Lynn, it's a pleasure to be here and talk with your audience and with you and see if we can impart some helpful ideas, you know, or understanding.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So I love that, you know, these principles, what you were saying earlier, provide hope for people. Can you just tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, you know, so I was introduced to the principles through my attending a Sydney Banks workshop way back in 1982. And then, of course, I shared that with my clients. And I worked in a medical center, so I was working 4 to 5 days a week. And so right after that seminar, I started to share this understanding. And what I mean by the hope is I realized that this understanding really allows us to transcend the conditioning of our growing up. You know, it allows us to go beyond how we've learned to think about life and think about ourselves. And so that was really powerful for me, that I could actually transcend the understanding I had about life, where I was able to really become a more positive person. I was able to really recognize where my experience was coming from, and then thereby change me in a way that I could live in happiness and well-being. So that's the hope people sense, you know, and particularly in the program I ran for this medical center, that's what really got people interested, is that they saw hope that they could recover, not just recover, but go beyond that and become, live in a life that they always dreamed of having. They may not get there immediately, but they could see the possibility of that. That's what opened up with anybody who kind of got a little touch of the understanding that we call the three principles.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you're right, possibility. Most people can't see possibility. Mm-hmm. And when you could see possibility, it changes everything.
Yeah, you know, Lynn, for me, when I first heard Sydney Banks speak, I didn't understand what he was sharing. I couldn't grasp these principles. You know, but I knew there was something there. It resonated as truth to me unconsciously. You know, it's not like I said, oh, this is truth, but I knew it. And I got a little insight into, from my own wisdom. So it isn't like you understand the principles. You really get to a point where you understand the principles, but continuing to look in this direction, it really opens up the possibility that you can realize something beyond the way you think about your life now that really moves you to happiness or well-being. Even though I had no clue what the principles meant in that first evening, I knew that if I could understand them, I would be happy. And so would my clients. So opening up that possibility was like just awesome.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I know since even working with you, oh my gosh, like you say, the insights are just infinite. There's always something new to see. So one day, it just kind of happened. I saw something different. And, you know, you're talking about, you know, the conditioned thinking that we all have. And just occurred to me one day that you always have a choice, you know, that we're all part of mind, right? We are part of that spiritual energy. And it just hit me one day that I could come out of this conditioned thinking. There was a choice, mm-hmm. you know, and to know that it just happens when you realize I just got this insight that I was going to be all as well. I'm part of mind. What I'm making up in my content of thinking is not what life's about. It's about being part of that spiritual energy. It's hard to put into words, but it's incredible.
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the freedoms that I felt around as my understanding evolved, is that I really knew I had choice. You know, trained as a psychologist, I was trained, some of my training was with approaches that had people change their thinking. But that didn't have the feeling of choice that you're speaking to. There's a deeper element that you just realize, hey, I don't have to think this way. Yeah. Not from a strategy, but just you wake up to that. And it's just that simple, you know? And yes. Then from that, you can choose the direction you want to go. And, you know, that occurs to me all the time. It's not like I get rid of my usual way of thinking, although that's really, really simmered down quite a bit, but it comes back. Yeah. But then the choice in the matter occurs back to me. So I love what you're sharing, because it's a feeling of choice. It's a knowing you have choice, not a practice that you choose.
Exactly.
And that's a big difference, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And so you can articulate that so well, because I used to be working on myself like a badge of honor, I'd always say, you know, yeah. I'm in my biggest self-improvement project. But this has just been incredible, because we really do have everything that we need. But most people, you know, to really understand that, you've got to gain some insights into that. And I know at times, you know, even last week, the week before, I could name the times where I just felt, I've never felt like that before, where all is well. Like, I can't even put it into words, but yeah. You just have that like high level of happiness, joy, contentment that I've never, ever experienced before. Yeah, it's incredible. Nothing in my outside world changed. I just had that that wonderful feeling.
Yeah, you know, and I had the same experiences, and it just begins to open up a world that we've always had available to us, and begin to actually honor that, to, you know, honor that feeling, you know, is really how we're meant to live in life. And, you know, we're not there 100%, but just knowing that's when that feeling comes up, that's the state of mind we were meant to live in on this planet, you know, and that helps. Mm-hmm. I know when I attended Sydney Bank seminars early on, he would always say the answer is love and understanding. And that helped me because I knew how to find the feeling. I just didn't know that was the answer. So, you know, I would have feelings of love, of course, you know, but then I would get back into my head around, well, that's not right. That's got to be fixed. Wait a minute, you're not right there. You know, things like that. I thought that's what you followed. So like you're saying, you know, being able to begin to really experience these more meaningful feelings, these deeper feelings at a more meaningful level, and to know that's really how you're meant to live. Yeah. And that there's also wisdom in there. So,
Absolutely. You know, and just working with some clients recently, one lady articulated that, you know, she oftentimes, this is hard to put into words, but she said, I no longer react to people the same way that I used to. And I asked her, is that new for you? She said, yes, it is. This is just brand new. Before, I would just react my habitual way. And she goes, I feel okay with that. I don't have to feel like that I have to defend myself. And she didn't have to do anything. She didn't have to change anything. She didn't have a tool or a strategy. She was just so overwhelmed that she just couldn't believe that. That's just how she is now. Mm-hmm. So,
I think in terms of sharing this with people, that that fortified me. Yeah. When I would share this with my clients and started to mentor practitioners, seeing that kind of level of understanding just appear with people and take care of them, because people would come back and they would say, you know, this week I've not been the same. I'm not as angry as I used to be. And just to begin to see that fortified the knowing that everybody can, that hope again, you know, that people can live beyond their learned thinking, beyond their habits. And it's not like you can direct them there. You can talk about what you've seen. That's probably the most powerful thing to do. Somehow that resonates with people. And all of a sudden they get a realization for themselves that they share with you. And so early on, when I was not as sure about this as I am now, you know, when people would come to sessions talking that way, just like your client, mm-hmm. It fortified that I was onto something, because in my old work, people wouldn't share that way. You know, they would share about learning the strategy, but it wouldn't have that feeling that they were living at a level of understanding, you know, that no one was going to take that away from them.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's really all about, like you say, that level of understanding, insights. And that's what really, like Sid would say, transcends time. Is that, I don't know if I said that right, but it just, mm-hmm. it goes through all those years of whatever you went through, when you see that insight, you're good at it. Like for me, was the I'm not good enough. You know, I had that lived with that all my life, until I gained that realization that it's there, but I saw the truth of that it really wasn't real. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't even know if I'm saying that right, but mm-hmm. It doesn't bother me anymore, yeah. Though it's there at times, because it, you know, it's a fleeting thought, but I see it for what it is, so it doesn't bother me anymore.
Yeah, you know, that's been my experience for 40 years with this understanding, continuing to evolve in my life too, you know, that first insight I had about the nature of thought, that thought creates feelings, really shifted me too, because I was kind of I was a nice guy, but I got bothered a lot by things, you know, and people. and I would pass judgment, and I would look at things in terms of right and wrong. And when I realized I'm just creating that, that just made up. Gosh, it just freed me to start to open up a way of looking at people from a different place, a place of understanding. And even though, you know, that still comes up, you know, I still get bothered. It's just different because it can't have a hold on my consciousness. You know, it just occurs to me, there I go again, you know.
I get that.
Oh, yeah, you're thinking just went south. Okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I think that's a beautiful way to experience ourselves, isn't it? You know, before I was just lost in it, thinking that's the way the world worked, and I was wedded to upset. And to really see there's a world beyond upset was amazing.
Yeah.
It was so amazing.
Yeah. Total freedom. It's definitely freedom because you're not living in, you're just living at a different level of energy in that different level of understanding, which is a beautiful place to live. Instead of, you know, I always say, oh my gosh, I used to try way too hard, but I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really have to, because what I was looking for, I found now. I have it.
You know, as we've had a laugh, that, so to me, that's the other difference with principles work, is that in other work, when people would recognize something about themselves that wasn't leading them in the right direction, it would continue to be analyzed, you know?
Yes.
It would continue, people would need to work on it. Here, when you really have a realization, it comes to you, wow, look what you're up to, or look what you're creating. Some way it comes to you, and you're free of it, and you have a laugh.
Yes.
It's not, it's gone. It really is gone. You're living, as we've been talking about, Sidney Banks used to call it a level of consciousness. Same thing as a level of understanding. You're living at such a level that doesn't exist, so you can have a laugh about yourself.
Absolutely.
I remember one time we were sitting together having a breakfast during the early days, and we were all just laughing about all the ways we would get insecure about things, you know, with our insecure thinking, how we used to do that in the past. And it's easy to have a laugh, and it's over. It's, you know, like you said, you're free.
Yeah, you don't take yourself so seriously, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what it's all about. I know some people, you know, as I begin even working with some of the clients, many people ask, okay, so, and you might've obviously heard this before, but how do I do the principles? What do you mean I don't have to do anything? that just throws people like, how do I stop thoughts? Because oftentimes people think this is about the content of thinking, but it's so far from the truth. It's not about the content of thinking. But many people, because we've all been so conditioned, because we have to work on ourselves, fix ourselves, but to do something. And here you don't have to. It's really your level of understanding that truly helps you see things for what they really are. And don't you think everybody does that different? I say does that, but, you know, like I know we're just laughing, but oh yeah, there I go again. But somebody, everybody has a different way, don't you think, of seeing that?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Yes. And you'll have your own, it'll come to you your own way. Yeah, you know, you are the principles. That's the thing a lot about the principles. People try to learn the principles, but you are the principle. So it's not like the usual learning. It's more kind of realizations. And you will have your own. I remember talking to a group about the nature of thought, and somebody came up and said, oh man, I got what you are saying. You know, I just realized that I pay attention to every one of my thoughts. Every thought I have, I pay attention to, and I don't have to do that anymore. Well, that was his way, you see.
Yes.
And so it will come to everyone in their different way. But what it always provides is the freedom from those habits or those learned ways, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love you. It shows up so differently for so many people.
It does.
And it really does. And another realization I had was about habits, right? That this came to me one day, that habits don't really live in, what is the word I want to use? Our spiritual nature, our true essence. You know, they just don't live there. And the more connected that, you know, the level of understanding that we have deeper and deeper, just seems that habits fade.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
I mean, that is really true. I used to work with couples. I used to focus on relationships a lot, you know. And so when a couple would first come to see me, they were filled with what was wrong with the other person. Fix this person. She doesn't do that. He doesn't do that. We've got all these problems, a list of 10, you know. But once they started to get an understanding, the feeling of love starts to show up. Yeah. And for them, for most couples, it starts to become generosity. They start to feel grateful again to be with one another. And like what you were saying, you know, once that starts to manifest within two people in a relationship, most of those problems just disappear. They're just not problems anymore. Because first, they're made up that they're problems. But second, it's people have understanding for each other's ways. And when people have understanding for each other's ways, or they feel they're understood, they're likely to be generous about that with each other, you know?
Yeah.
Rather than defend their way, hold to it rigidly, they're right. willing to kind of give it up for the other person, for example. So many of the problems, like let's say, 4 meetings in, start to disappear. It's an amazing thing because unhappiness does not live at the level of these principles or at the level of the spiritual energy. Yeah. It's all love.
Yes.
It's all love. That's what Sydney Banks kept telling us. It's the energy is love. Pure love, though. Not love of someone or love of yourself. It's just this pure feeling of love, of peace, of contentment.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I hear, my ears have perked up even more now. And as I listen to you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As I listen to people talk wherever I am, or what is that word that we, that psychological innocence in a sense, is that what are those misunderstandings?
Yeah.
They just seem so, they just pop out. You see where people are coming from, but when you can understand, you know, that people are really is doing as best they can, really based on their level of thinking, I know for myself personally, I show up with more love and understanding and compassion instead of judging or being critical of people, you know?
Yeah, that was a biggie for me. What you just shared, that you I really saw that every living being is doing all they can with the quality of thinking they're in. That's it, including ourselves. And that took a while for me to really, really see it, right? It made sense, but it was hard to really get my head around that. But once I realize that's the truth for all of us, it's easy to have compassion and forgiveness. Not denial, not ignoring, but true understanding that we're all in this together, living every moment at the level of our thinking.
Yeah.
That's it. And we're all doing the same thing. We're all the same living energy, doing the same thing, but it's different because it's coming through my mind rather than your mind, Lynn. So your way
will look... My way looks different, right?
Yeah, it will be different. Yeah. But that understanding really, really connected me with people and comes in and saves me all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very different. Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh, well, Mark, I could stay here all day talking to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you get back to work. I know you have a busy day. But thank you so much for coming by. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, I was in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd
stop by. Why not, right?
I love that. Yeah, I just stopped by. Thank you for inviting me. I think I could go another 30 minutes at least with you.
Me too.
And it's so nice how it flowed together. And I hope it was helpful to your audience.
Well, I'm sure it was. And you have such great wisdom. And I know you've been in this for many, many years. And it's like you say, there's always something new to see. This never gets old. You've been listening to Mission Possible You with your host, Lynn McDonald. This uplifting podcast delivering inspiration directly sprinkled into your ears each week, helping you to live your best life better than you could have imagined. Connect with us on social media and please remember to subscribe.